Capoeira is a Brazilian form of martial arts that fuses dance, song, and percussion. Originally, black slaves performed capoeira to disguise their training to fight for their freedom. Now, it's an art form practiced worldwide, including in Tucson. Luis Carrion visited a local school called Capoeira Mandinga Tucson and sent us this audio postcard.
My name is Anne Pollock, and my capoeira name is Contra Mestra Luar do Sertão. So I've been doing capoeira now for 25 years. When I found capoeira, I quit dancing because I found that in addition to the expressive movements, there's also the whole cultural aspect of it and the music and so many things that touched different parts of my brain and my heart.
Sweet, go, over my, yes.
Mr. Lobão came and taught us a workshop last night, and this morning,
put your hands flat.
He was able to give us, even in the short time we had, a really awesome experience with capoeira, and then we had a roda, the circle in which you play capoeira. For me, having Mestre Lobão here is really special. I have been down to his academy. I spent 6 weeks there at one point and trained there and went with him to all of the different classes that he taught and in poor communities, in wealthy communities, and really saw how he gives to his community.
My name is Everaldo Bispo, nickname Mestre Lobão. I started capoeira 45 years ago in Itabuna, Bahia. Capoeira, ela foi criada no Brasil pelos negros.
Capoeira was created first in Brazil by the slaves brought from Africa. At first, that's why it was prohibited, because they created to play, they start to play to escape from the slavery, because they used to work many hours a day with no payment. It was a way to escape from the slavery and also to protect themselves from their masters.
Como bandidagem. A pessoa, ela começa a conhecer toda a história da...
Capoeira songs basically tell the story, capoeira story, about slavery, about the whole time they had in slavery and the whole capoeira history. It's written on the songs, capoeira songs. So even if the masters don't teach the students, they will learn because of the songs, because it's written and they listen that all the time.
My name is Claudia Alejandra Alvarez, and I am a second year medical student at the A.T. Steele University School of Osteopathic Medicine in Arizona. And I wanted to start capoeira in Tucson, as I had previously seen when I visited the city. It is my outlet for me from all the rigorous and strenuous studying time that I have to do. It is part of my healthy lifestyle choice of being able to exercise my heart and my body and my mind. And it is a great means for me to take a break and just focus on the rest of myself and be able to take care of myself holistically, right, as body, mind, and spirit.
Well, my name is David. My capoeira nickname, my apelido, is feiticeiro. It means wizard, shaman, sorcerer. I joined it for the physical aspect first, but then as time went on, I met some really great friends who are as close to me as brothers and sisters now. So it became less physical and then more social, my social outlet for me. It's made me better as a person, health-wise, physically, mentally, spiritually, and it covers so many things that I can't really foresee myself divorcing myself from it.
Esquiva, vingativa. Eu acho que isso é uma honra, porque...
It's an honor to be here, and especially because nobody believed capoeira would be taking that proportion around the world.
Ninguém imaginaria.
People from different cultures and different ranks in life and different levels of wealth, being able to get along. And so that really drives me, you know, and makes me want to find a way to be able to bring these different communities together. And I found that capoeira is a really wonderful mechanism for doing that.
Find out more about Capoeira Mandinga Tucson on the Arizona Spotlight page at azpm.org.